that naturally there was the Christian element to it, the belief in Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, all of the Christian theology as it was developing then. They made very little headway. It's hard enough to sell Judaism, plus Jesus, that's already, you're really asking for something. Because it required circumcision, it required, which in the Roman world was mutilation, painful, dangerous, and it was forbidden, and it was something that that could not be easily reversed. You could not say, tomorrow I change my mind. It required observance of the Sabbath, Saturday, in a world that had no Sabbath whatsoever. It required dietary laws. It required all of the baggage of the Jewish people, which is not easy to carry in an alien society. And therefore, the Christians were shut out from within the Jewish people, and they made very little progress outside of the Jewish people. And for a period of time, in the beginning part of the second century, it looked as though Christianity would die simply of attrition. They could not replace their numbers because of the fact that they were Essenes. Many of them did not marry. They did not have a birth rate that could reproduce themselves. They were almost completely dependent upon outside conversions. And it looked like it was going to go. And it would have probably, if it would have not have been for a man, Saul of Tarsus, who was he was from the Prushim, a Pharisee, a student of the yeshivas, a man of brilliance, who converted to Christianity on the basis of a vision that he claimed to have seen on the road. He claimed that Jesus appeared to him and told him that his mission was to build Christianity. Now, Paul, which was his Greek name, Paul, in the history of the world, there has never been a salesman the equal of Paul. You must have had Japanese blood. And no one that could touch him. And Paul realized from the onset that the success of Christianity lay not with the Jews, but with the non-Jewish world. And therefore, he, so to speak, agreed and abetted the plan of the rabbis. The rabbis wanted to get the Christians out from the midst of the Jewish community. He said, before you kick us out, we resign. We're leaving, you guys are passé. Your time is over. He said that the New Testament canceled the Old Testament. The ideas of Christianity are the culmination of the Hebrew Bible. Once Jesus came, then we don't need Shabbos, we don't need kashrus, we don't need circumcision. All of that was only until Jesus. In the post-Jesus era, it is not necessary. And then he went out to sell this to a pagan world. And he had an enormously receptive audience because he was selling the moral dream of Judaism, of love and fairness and honesty, of monotheism, imperfect monotheism, but compared to the paganism of the Roman world, it certainly was monotheistic. And of the coming redemption of the world, because the early Christians believed that the second coming of Jesus was imminent. It was a matter of years or decades. Today's world generally pays even no lip service to the second coming of Jesus. If he came again, it would be inconvenient for most of the rest of the world. But in the early times of Christianity, the coming of Jesus was seen as an imminent event. And that was going to be the kingdom of heaven on earth. And in a world dominated by Roman cruelty, in a world where most of